Yeah, nobody likes to preach about it. All right, now I have my message all laid out. I was going to continue my message about faith. No. God said no. You got to preach on this. So that's what we're going with. And I know that every person in this place at some point in time in their life, or maybe right now in their life, they're struggling with forgiving people. It's hard. It don't matter. It don't matter how close you walk to God. It don't matter how many times you read your Bible a day. It don't matter. People struggle with it. There's somebody in their life that has done something to them that should have never happened. It's the truth. It's me. It's you. It's Pastor Kelly. It's everybody. Somebody was hurt. Somebody said something to them that should have never been said. 2 weeks ago, I was at the Dollar Tree with my mom. I got cornered by two women, didn't even know. Well, so-and-so, have you seen what they post on Facebook? Do you know what they're doing? They used to be a part of your church. Well, let me tell you, the old me would have been mad, and I would have got back in their face. But you know what I said? You need to pray for them. Pray for them. And have you forgotten that at one point in time, you were there and your mama was praying for you? It's the truth. And I'm like, God, I don't like to be backed in a corner, especially over people that I love. Just because she don't guard me don't mean I don't love her. But I went back in a corner and I told them, I said, number one, y'all need to pray for her. Number two, you don't need to be coming up to people talking about other people. Gossiping is a sin. Being unforgiven and sitting here in these pews, God don't like that. He don't like it. He accepts it. But who are you to say, oh my goodness, like Peter, he walked up to Jesus. How many times do I got to forgive him? But he never thought about how many times his brother was going to have to forgive him. It's the truth. It's not just you that has to forgive. They have to forgive you. Maybe you've said something. Maybe you've done something. Maybe you looked at them in the wrong manner. It doesn't matter. How people feel, that's how they feel. But the thing about it is, if they don't go to church here anymore, then pray. Pray that they find a church, even if it isn't here. Even if she's not comfortable coming back here, I pray that she is, because she was dearly loved. But that doesn't matter to some people. Some people ain't as full of Christ as you are. Some people don't get into the Word of God and look at it and put it in their hearts and use it on a daily basis. They want to go here and sit in a pew. Yeah, I read two verses. I'm not going to cut it. It's not going to cut it. That's not going to cut it. You can sit here and me and Pastor Kelly, Brother Angelo and Sister Millie and whoever else can preach to you, but if you don't read it and you don't hide it in your heart, guess what? You're in trouble. And you know, everybody's like, oh, the devil is all about destruction. No, he's about distraction. That's what he's about. And he's going to do whatever he can to distract you from living the trail that God has set before you. That's what this life is about. You know, I told the Sunday school class this morning, and I said, you know what? I'm going to preach on forgiveness. And I asked them, I said, is there somebody in your life that has done something to you that you don't like or you're not proud of? I was like, well, it'll be about another month before I teach you in class. I was like, and I want y'all to come in here to this classroom, and I want y'all to tell me something that you did. Something that you did to make that situation better. They're like, okay, cool. Now, if Pastor Kelly could get up here and everybody be like, okay, sure, cool, we'll do that. But we don't. I'm telling you, well, there's some people in this town, I'm like, mm-mm. No. But you can't be that way. So, you know, I've been working on that. My God, you know what? Give me what I need to say to people. How many people do that? You got to do that. You know, our pastor, she does a lot of stuff for this. She does a lot of stuff here. People cuss her. People are mad because the box ain't as heavy as it was 2 weeks ago. Come on, people. I'm like, Lord, I ain't the one. But God says, you are the one. You are the one that can stand up here and tell people, you know what? Forgiveness, you know, it's not an option. It's a command. The Bible commands you to forget. I don't care how long it's been. That is another stepping stone into you receiving what God has for you. That's another stepping stone for you to be walking where God has called you to walk. But I told these two ladies, I don't want to hear it. Because I still love her. And it hurts me. Because it used to be awesome. But we cannot get behind that. It's her option. It's her choice. She knows right from wrong. And I told these ladies the same thing. You know right from wrong. And you know better than to come up to people and start talking about people. Pray for everybody. If you see somebody and you think they're struggling, even if you look at them and you think they're struggling, pray for them. We are called to be like Jesus Christ. If there's people walking around like, oh, well, this is just my life. No, that ain't your life. That's not what God called for you. I don't care. God did not call you to sit here and be like, because I was there. And I'm like, it's bad. It's getting real bad. But forgiveness is not an option. It is a command. The Word of God says, if you do not forgive, you will not be forgiven. I'm telling you what, that is not a valley I want to be in. I don't care who you are. I don't want the wrath of God on my life. And if you've been in the Word of God any at all, He will destroy. He's vengeful. Also, He's a jealous God. And He wants nothing before Him. Nothing. You see it every day. People are like, well, I can do whatever I want. No, you can't. And you might do it for a little while, but I'm going to tell you what right now. God's going to change that situation. And it'll be good for you or bad for you. It's your choice. God gives you the freedom. He gives you the freedom to choose how you want to be, how you want to live. But He wants you to choose Him. Him. He wants you to walk with Him. You know, when I was smaller, my father, you know, he would come to the playground in the school where he was because he wasn't supposed to be around us. And he would sit in his car and watch us. And he told me one day, he said, well, I'm going to take you. Probably wouldn't be a smart idea, Jack. That's not really his name, but, you know, I got to use another name. And he said, well, why is that? And I was like, my mom will kill you. I mean, honestly, you know. And so, like, my grandpa had to come to school, and he had to watch us because my dad was not supposed to be there. You know, God is our Father, and we need to be seeking Him for everything in our life. If you're angry, you need to change that. If you're depressed, you need to change that. If you're not walking right with God, change it. I'm telling you, this day and time is not the time. It's not. The Bible says we will hear rumors of wars. What's happening? Everybody's like, oh, it's been going on for a long time. Yeah, it has. A long time. But the Bible says we don't know the hour. So we need to be ready. We need to be full of forgiveness. We need to honor God. We need to teach our children to honor God. That's the truth. A lot of people don't do that. A lot of people don't do that at all. Anyways, you know, I asked God to release those two ladies that cornered me. Release them. Release them from the jail that they're in. Because that's what they're in. They feel the need to come up to a total stranger that they don't really know and talk about somebody because they know them. I was like, God, you know what? Release that. Release that from them. You know, and I come home and I call my husband and I was like, you know what? He said, oh, Lord. Because I'm like Pastor Kelly. I tell my husband everything. Because he's my husband. That's another thing. Between God and your husband, that's where your life should be. You don't need to be portrayed on every social media. It don't need to be portrayed to everybody. Take it to God. Because he wants to hear about it. And you know, if you do that, then nobody else has the option of running up to Pastor Kelly and being like, oh yeah, well, I saw Melissa down there with Jill. And they were causing trouble. It's probably the truth, but no. Me and Jill are good friends. Jill's came a long ways. I've not known Jill that long, but she's come a long ways. I'm glad she's here. I'm glad you're here, Jill. She don't like me to talk about her. But she's a really good person. If you don't know her, get to know her. She can be a little grumpy, but she's all right. She knows I'm just kidding. I'm just trying to lighten the mood a little bit. Because when I say forgiveness, everybody's like looking at me. I don't know how Pastor Kelly feels. And she's sitting back there, and she's always preaching, and I'm sitting back there, and she's like, yeah, well, people need to get their life together and quit running away from what God's calling is for them. And I'm like, she sat there, and she's like, yeah, you know, some people have a calling on their life, and you know, and she's looking at you. I'm like, she's not looking at anybody else, and you know she's looking at you. Yeah. But, you know, your pastor knows things, even if you don't think she knows things. You walk in here, and you're like, this is her. Just joking, y'all, lighten up. My goodness. I act like forgiveness is the worst thing in the world. It's supposed to be the easiest. God does it on the daily. Matter of fact, he does it every second of the day. It's hard. Very hard. All right. So what you need to do is pray for people. We talked about that. Can you put up Matthew 5:44? But I say, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. How hard it is for you to walk up to somebody who has done something to you that you just think is unforgivable. How hard is that? Just think about it. God does it on the daily. Even when you want to get and act stupid and retarded and talk about people and talk to people. I'm serious. You know, y'all think this is funny, but it's the truth. We do it a lot. We talk about things and we say things we're not supposed to. Everybody thinks it's funny. But it ain't going to be funny when you meet Jesus Christ and he comes out on the clouds and he says, oh, yeah, well, guess what? You know, you're out here being wushy-wushy. Nope, that's not what God called us to be. I was reading in James about being double-minded. Anybody know what that means? Right. So if I say, yeah, I like Brenda, babe, and I go to Sherry's house, I'm like, I don't like her. She looks too pretty today. I mean, I don't like where she came from. That's double-mindedness. I'm not supposed to be that way. You have to love everybody. But you want a prime example of someone who has... Stand up, Brenda, babe. Someone that forgave herself, come to herself, found Jesus Christ, turned her life around. Literally, you're looking at it. You're looking at a prize. She found a prize in Jesus Christ. She turned it around. And, you know, not many people can say that. Not many people say that they have been on an addiction trail and turned it around. And I don't mean just anything. She become a registered nurse. I want to tell you right now, I couldn't be more proud of her. She did it. You can do it. She was headed down a road that was terrible. Look at this. Look at this girl. Look at how beautiful she is. Look at what she has done. Look at what you can do the same thing. God has the same thing for you. God has the best intentions for you. That's what he has. But it's like, oh, well, my pastor, she stepped on my toes. Good. Good. You need it. You need a reminder of how you need to live your life. And if she didn't do that, she wouldn't be doing what God called her to do. It's her job to get up here and say, you know what? This is the most important book in your life. You should be reading it. You should know it. Because what if one day they come to take these from us? What's going to happen? What's going to happen if you don't know a single word of the Bible? What's going to happen? What's going to happen to you when someone comes to you, well, I don't like you, or I don't like so-and-so. You need to fix so-and-so. They're posting stuff on Facebook. It don't matter. Number one, it's none of your business. Number two, forgive people. Number three, go to God about it. That's what I told them. Pray for her. Pray for her. Please pray for her. If you do nothing else for her, pray for her. Pray that God breaks those chains from her. Pray that God gets so deep into her, she has to walk in and she has to get down on her knees and she says, God, I'm sorry. God, I'm sorry that I did it. God, I'm sorry that I thought this way. God, I'm sorry. I said, but you got to pray for her. Pray for her. Pray that God touches every aspect of her life. Pray that God touches every aspect of everybody's life. Pray for God to touch your mind. Pray for God to heal you. Pray for God to touch your mind, Mary. Pray for God. Pray for God to do that for you. Never stop. Never stop. Because it's never going to go away if you give up. And I know there are things in people's lives that it's hard. The last couple of Sundays, my son has stayed home with my daughter because she's been sick. We went from flu to COVID. And I'm like, all right, devil, I'm fixing to play some ball. And I was like, not this Sunday. I'm done with that. Last Sunday, fever was so high, her little face was red. I just messaged Pastor Kelly and I said, pray with me. I don't say pray for her. I say pray with me. Because you are your children's protector, along with Jesus Christ. And, you know, ask people to help you pray. Don't just say, oh, pray. Ask people to help you pray. If you've got a situation that you're not sure how to handle, okay. You know what? Have people help you. Call people. There's people in this church willing to do it at any point in time. That's one thing I love about this church. I could not be more blessed with people in my life. The people in this building are greater to me than some of my family. And I am so glad tonight that, you know, God set up forgiveness for me because I had a lot of hatred toward my father. It was bad. Come and go, come and go, come and go. You got to set boundaries sometimes. You got to forgive them, but you got to say, hey, you can't do my children like you've done me. I forgive you, and I'm sorry that the past didn't work, and I'm sorry that, you know, but he's not offering up a change. But I still have to forgive him. I still have to. If I want to do what God has called me to do, I got to change things in my life. It's not only y'all that I'm preaching to. I'm like Pastor Kelly. I have to preach to myself, too. And like I said, I wanted to talk about faith and where I had come from, but that's not what God had in mind. And I deal with it just the same as everybody else does. Forgiveness is hard, especially when it's a parent. And, you know, he's one of these people that, oh, yeah, you know, I'll come and get you and the kids and we're going to do this or we're going to do that. And he lies. And he hurts my children. I don't like that. That's not what I'm about. He'd done that to me and my brother. But you got to work on forgiveness with people, whether it's hard or whether it's or whether they don't do it. He's never asked, oh, forgive me. Forgive me for leaving you with nothing. Forgive me for saying this and not doing that. But God's called me to be different, and I have forgave him. We see him on occasion. And, you know, he's not a constant in my life, but sometimes God separates you from people because it's just better that way. That's how it is. Some people have a hard time accepting that in their life. But there are people that are you're set apart from, and there's a reason for that because they're not meant to be in that part of your life. All right, so we're going to move on to Romans 12 and 9 and 10. Don't just pretend to love others, really love them. Hate what is wrong, hold tightly to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. I want to tell you, I've not always been that person that has been that way. And it takes a long time to get past things and to understand that you have to love every person. And I don't mean just part-time love. I mean all the time. The Bible says it right there. Don't just pretend to love others, really love them. Well, like Pastor Kelly said, people will say, oh, well, so-and-so did this, and doesn't matter. Love them and go on. Ask God to help them. Ask God to help you. Can I get Romans 12 and 14? Bless those who persecute you. Don't curse them. Pray that God will bless them. Well, it's hard. And don't speak poorly about people. I've done it. I'm not going to say that I haven't. Don't do that. Speak highly of them. So highly of them that when other people meet them, and even though they did them wrong, they're like, oh, yeah, well, you know? Wow, they've really come a long ways. Some people have, some people haven't. But that's not your right to judge them. You have no place to do that. It's hard. Because you want to put people in categories, you want to set people, this person and this person, but you can't do that. That's not what God does. You know, what if God did that to us? You know, what if he didn't get on the cross? You know, just think about that. So every time that you're struggling with somebody, think about that. God could be like, oh, yeah, well, this is it. I'm done. I wash my hands of you. Not that he will. But I'll tell you, if you keep repeatedly sinning over and over and over and over and over, and you don't ask for forgiveness, God can wash his hands of you. He can turn you over to a reprobate mind. He can sear your heart and your mind. I don't want to be in that place. I don't want to be where God doesn't want me to be. And I'm really trying to work on my attitude and how I am even with my children, because I get really frustrated because most of the time it's me and my children. It's me. That's how it is. I'm like, God, just help me to be a better parent. Help me to be the best I can be. You know, and help me to be the things that I need to be for this church so it functions in the form that it needs to. Because we're all supposed to be on the same page with each other. We're supposed to be in one accord. That's how it's supposed to be. And if we cannot all agree, there's going to be some issues, and then Pastor Kelly ain't going to be happy, and ain't nobody want to deal with that, I can just tell you. Look at Frank. He's like, I know. See, he's shaking his head, yes. I'm just trying to lighten the mood, y'all. Calm down. They're not thinking of Pastor Kelly. All right. Can I get Romans 12, 17 through 19? Never pay back evil with more evil. Do things in such a way that everyone can see you are honorable. Do all that you can to live in peace with everyone. Dear friends, never take revenge. Leave that to the righteous anger of God. For the scriptures say, I will take revenge. I will pay them back, says the Lord. So if you're doing everything that you need to be doing, God's going to take care of it. Never pay back evil with more evil. Somebody does you wrong, pray for them and go on. Because it ain't going to do you no good to get mad at them and cuss at them, slap them, hit them, jerk them around. It ain't going to do you no good. And I'll tell you right now, God don't like that. That's not who God is, and that's not what he's about. Period. Can I get Proverbs 24 and 17? And I wish I would have thought about this scripture when I ran into those two ladies. Don't rejoice when your enemies fall. Don't be happy when they stumble. Now, I'm not saying that any one person is my enemy, but don't be happy and don't feel like you need to go talk to somebody else when somebody falls away from the church. Because most people have done it. I've done it more than one time in my life. And I'm not proud of it. But people have done it. You've done it at one point in time in your life, unless you are solely dedicated like the man here on the front pew. I've done it too. But, you know, we all stumble and we all do things that we are not proud of. And we all say things that we are not proud of. So when someone comes up to you and they're like, well, Angel, she's just doing this or she's doing that. Oh, well, let her. That's her. She's a grown adult. She knows. She knows right from wrong. You know right from wrong. Let it be. Pray about it. Let it be. Pray about it and let it be. I heard an old lady in McDonald's. That's what she said. Because I was dropping and complaining because I don't feel good. I'm sick in my body. I don't feel good. Pray about it. Let it be. Pray about them. Let them be. If you've done your part, God will do his part. Can I get Luke 6 and 31? Do to others as you would like them to do to you. That is a hard situation. Because when people snub you, that's what you want to do. Yeah. Some people are in a bad mood. They don't feel good. And they don't say to you what they think that you're like, oh, well, so-and-so didn't say hi to me, so, you know, don't matter. Leave it. Pray for it. Sometimes Sherry don't say hi to me and Jill at the food drive. She just does this. That's what she does. But I don't take no offense to it because it's all fun and games. It's jokes. And it makes things go by faster. Now, we do give her down the road. Thank goodness that she don't try to pray something on us. You know, I just got to think about that the other day. You know what? Think about Pastor Kelly. Think about how much power she has. And I just got to thinking, does Frank ever worry? Like, if I ain't no good, she going to pray something on me? No, I'm serious. You ever think about that? Or like Brother Angelo notices you're off and be like, you know what? She prayed this on you. No, I'm serious. But have you ever thought about it? Wonder if Frank's like, maybe I shouldn't try her today. Maybe she could pray something on me. I wonder if you think that about Sister Millie. She pray something on you? I'm telling you. That woman back there, stand up, Sister Millie. Let me tell you what's about woman here. You can call her. You can ask her anything. Hey, where is this at in the Bible? You know what? She'd give you a whole lesson on one verse. That's not a bad thing. It's called a learning experience. But, you know, I got to think about it or not. You know what? I wonder if Frank and Angela, I wonder if they think things through before they say stuff. You know, because Pastor Kelly says, well, I'm always praying for this, and all of a sudden, bam, she's got it. Man, I remember this church first time, I was like, who's the pastor here? It's Pastor Kelly. I bought a T-shirt from her. I'm sitting back there on the back row, and I'm like, man, this is different. They're like, oh, welcome up, Pastor Kelly. And I was like, wait a minute. You didn't tell me you was a pastor. She's like, I don't tell nobody I'm a pastor. That's true. But I just wondered that they're not afraid. You kind of worried sometimes? Nah, he's not worried. Thank goodness Frank has come into our lives. Not only Pastor Kelly's life, but our lives, because, I mean, he can take a lot of smack from people. We give him a lot of trouble, too. He likes it. But just try to lighten a little, you know, trying to lighten it up in here. Y'all looking all serious, like, my goodness. Oh, my. You know, being up here behind this pulpit, it's a very difficult thing if you don't have your life together. If you're not prayed up, everybody's like, oh, do you picture people different ways? No, I don't. I'm praying. I'm praying for God to give me the right things to say, to encourage, help, and build you guys. You know, Pastor Kelly mentioned this is a teaching church. Maybe some people don't understand how to go about forgiveness. Maybe some people don't know how to go about getting in touch with God. And I don't mean just, oh, well, God, thank you for the day. No, I mean, really getting in touch with God and saying, God, I got some forgiveness in my life, and I need you to teach me how to forgive that person on the daily, because you're going to think about it, and it's going to be hard, and you're going to have to get in the Bible, and you're going to have to read, and you know, and you can even Google forgiveness, you know, and you're like, okay, well, I can read this verse, but you need to pray. And if you find a verse, put your name in there. Do it. You know, Sister Millie sent me a verse one time when I first found out I had cancer. And she goes, you know, put your name in here. Put your name in this verse. I did. Now, I failed a few times. But thank God that he does not give up on us. And thank God that he forgives us every second of the day. And thank God that we have the freedom and ability to love God, serve God. And, you know, it's a freedom that a lot of people take for granted. But we have the freedom to love Jesus Christ. We have the freedom to share the word of God to help people into heaven. And that's our job. Our job is not about unforgiveness. Our job is not to walk around being mean, hateful, and rude to people. It's about loving people no matter what. And I want to tell you, I understand, sometimes I'm not the most lovable person. I really try to be friendly and kind. Some days I just don't feel good and I get in a mood. And Pastor Kelly always looks at my face. I'm like, But you can tell, you know, when somebody's not having a good day, they don't feel good, or things just ain't going right for them. With Pastor Kelly, it's always a, you can hear a breath. She's taking a deep breath because she knows what she's got to do. It doesn't matter how she feels. She's got to get up here. And that's what I have to do. It doesn't matter. Everybody's like, well, I was that sick. I wouldn't be walking. You do whatever you want to. I'm not walking without God. And I'm going to tell you what, when I laid up in my bed and I wasn't here, oh, that was bad. And it was a situation that I got myself into because I couldn't get past forgiving myself. And you know what? You'll blame God for everything that's going wrong in your life, but in all actuality, you took that first step to make it that way. God didn't say, oh, well, you know, well, what if God gave you cancer? Are you kidding me? I'm telling you, there are people coming to you, you know, if I was sick as you, I wouldn't be doing that food drive. And, well, honey, God called me to do things, and I got to do them. God called you to do something, and you've got to do it. Whether that's you walking up to somebody and being kind to them, God called you to do that. God called you to set aside yourself. Set aside yourself for him. He is all-knowing, and he wants all of you. He don't want a part-time Christian. He don't want a part-time nice person. He don't want a part-time nothing. He wants full-time. And he wants you to forgive people and set that aside. Because he cannot do what he needs to do in your life if you have not forgave. It's hard. I know. And I'm telling you what, forgiveness is not something that I was like, I don't know about that. But verses kept coming to me over and over and over and over and over and over. And if you're a pastor, if you're a speaker, if you are someone that is up here and you have to represent, you know, this church and the Lord, God's going to give you stuff to tell people. And it may not touch five people, but that doesn't matter. It's what God says to do. You know, when Pastor Kelly gets up here and preaches, she does the same thing. She's not up here all willy-nilly. She's preaching what God gave her to preach to help you. You know, and you know, I was like, Lord, I'm nervous about forgiveness. I'm nervous about preaching. preaching about that, but there were two people that I talked to this week, and that's what we talked about. We talked about forgiveness. I had a lady call me that I hadn't talked to in 12 years, and she said, "Is this Melissa?" And I said, "Yes." And she said, "You know, we used to work together." "I know." And she said, "Do you remember I slapped you?" "Oh, yeah, I remember it." "You remember when you punched me?" "Yeah, I remember that too." And she said, "I just want to say that I'm sorry." I'm going to tell you what right now. And I'm telling you what, me and her fought. And I don't mean just word, but we didn't agree on things. You see, I worked in a nursing home, and she was not the kindest person. And, you know, we didn't agree on things. And I told her, I was like, "Look, this is not going to fly with me because you're not going to treat me that way. And you shouldn't be treating these old people that way." But she was rude. She was hateful. And I'm like, why take a job where you know that these people depend on you 24/7, literally, and you be that way? And she called me, and she said, "Do you remember?" And I said, "Yes, I remember." And she said, "I hope you can forgive me." And I said, "Let me tell you what, I've come a long ways from that nursing home. The drinking, the smoking, the doing whatever I wanted to, and not even thinking about what God wanted from me." I told her, I said, you know, and she said, "Well, I heard you had cancer." And I said, "Well, don't call me because I have cancer. I said, call me because you want to make amends. Call me so that we both can be free." And I saw her on Facebook, and I was like, mm-mm. Because we didn't get along, and so she had messaged me, and she said, "I would like to call you. I don't want to talk here. I want to call you, and I want to talk to you." And she said, "And I mean," she goes, "we got into some," I said, "Yeah, we did, and we didn't, it wasn't just words, it was physical. I mean, I would get aggravated because she was just rude, and she would give them stuff, and she would just chunk it at them." And she said, "Well," she said, "I'm going to tell you what God did for me." I said, "Please do tell me. Tell me how God has changed you." And she said, "You know what?" She said, "I was on my high horse, Melissa." And I said, "Yeah, I know." She was a registered nurse, and, you know, she thought she was above everybody, and what she was the upper uppers. And she said, "You know, my mom," and I said, "Yeah. She was a runner. She ran miles and miles. She would go and do these runs, and she would get trophies and whatever." And, well, her mom got into an ATV wreck, completely paralyzed. And I said, "I really hate to hear that." And she said, "I noticed myself one day." And she said, "I was aggravated. Because I remember that God said, one of these days, you're going to have to change yourself because God's not going to put up with you treating people that way." And she said, "I was with my mother," and she said, "I had a tray of food and I slammed it down because I was so aggravated because I couldn't do anything else with my life but take care of her." I said, "Ah, you've been humbled." And she said, "Yes. Beyond words." She said, "I was humbled." And she said, "I realized when I was taking care of her, I realized the anger and the frustration, you know." And I told her, I said, "You know, you took an oath. When you become a nurse, when you become a doctor, you take an oath to help people. That's your job." And she said, "You know, I was talking to my mother, and she said, do you remember that? My name used to be Melissa Adams." And she said, "Yeah, I remember her." And she She said, do you remember that one day y'all were in the lobby and you called Melissa some pretty bad names? And Melissa said, my mom raised me better. And I walked away from her because I had fought enough with her and tried to be the bigger, better person. And she said, yeah. And so she called, and we talked, for a long time. And we talked about the Word of God. And I told her, I said, think about all the time we wasted fighting and bickering when we could have been praying for each other and turned our lives and situations around. We were more interested in getting back and forth at each other. There was no forgiveness. There was no do unto others. You know, it was just whatever. And, you know, 2 hours of conversation and praying with each other. And, you know, that was pretty awesome. It's awesome when God turns things around in your life that you didn't even pray for. I hadn't even thought about her in so long. And her name popped up. You can add this person, you know, or this person, maybe somebody that you know, or they used to, you know. And I was like, oh. But she called, and we talked for a very long time. And it seemed like the more I was trying to just not talk about forgiveness, God put things in my life and conversations in my life about forgiveness. And, you know, and she's like, I really do hope that down deep in your heart, you can forgive me. You can set, you know, what happened. I was like, honey, that's been 18 years ago. And that was before Zane was even born. And she said, well, she said, you know, she said, God, she goes, I just kept seeing your face. And we wore these green, little green scrubs. And she goes, and I remember, she said, because I took a little hammer and busted a pin and slung it across the back of your pants. I said, yes, you did. She said, but that time, you didn't do anything. And I said, no, because I figured out that the more I did to you, the worse you got. I wasn't helping your situation, and I wasn't helping mine. And she said, well, I'm glad that we got to talk, and I'm glad that you can forgive me. And I said, well, I hope you can forgive me because I know that I did things that I didn't need to do. She was not to me. And I was like, that doesn't matter. You know, you need to go to people. If you know somebody in your life and you go to them, you've done your part. If they don't accept it, that's on them. Do your part. Love other people. It doesn't matter what they did. You know, and if God took into account everything that we've ever done in our lives and he never forgave us, how tragic would that be? I mean, if you really sit down and think about it, how tragic would it be if God said, okay, well, that's it, done. But this lady, you know, things in her life are really different. And forgiveness, it's a command. It's not optional. It's not optional. The Bible says you have to do it. God commands it. It's something that, you know, this word, like Pastor Kelly said, it's very offensive. But it's not going to be offensive if you take it and let it teach you. Because if you're offended, then there's something that you need to fix in your spirit, your soul, your mind, your heart, all of that. The last verse for me tonight is Isaiah 43:18. But forget all that. It is nothing compared to what I am going to do. So forget all of the things. Move forward and let God do what he needs to do in your life. Move along. Better yourself, better your life, better your family's life. Move along. You got things from your past that are just wreaking havoc on you? Let it go. pray about it. Give it to God. Cover it under the blood of Jesus. Let it go. Forgiveness is not optional. Please remember that. Forgiveness is not optional. It is a command. I thank you guys for being out here tonight. I love y'all. Thank y'all for coming and supporting me. I love this church. I love our pastor. And I really appreciate y'all.